Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken America. It's time to be empowered. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We need to save America now. We are at a tipping point, and we cannot change what we don't confront. Our very liberty and values and virtues are at stake here. It is time for justice. It is time to save the USA. We have to awaken our consciousness, we need to be inspired, and we need timeless truths. We need to take this crazy time of transition to transformation. Time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for truth. This is the Voice of Truth by Awakened Media. This is Carol Parisi, and it's time to save America now. I have a great show planned for you today. We're going to go ahead and start off. We're going to do our Yasha prayer force. And, of course, we'll start off with our little book here for this Saturday show, special show. I've got a little longer time I put on the clock today. And this is Jesus Calling. And today's the 28th of August. And got a lot of things going on, friends. So we do have to pray like we've never prayed before. And let's start off with our Jesus Calling here. It is fabulous. Then we'll go into our history. And then we're going to talk a little bit about COVID, some current events, and then there's some solutions. And maybe ways you can get engaged. So here's Jesus Calling for our Yasha Prayer Force part of our show. Grow strong in the light of my presence. As my face shines upon you, receive nutrients that enhance your growth and grace. I designed you to commune with me face to face, and in this interaction strengthens your soul. Such communion provides a tiny glimpse of what awaits you in heaven, where all barriers between you and my glory will be removed. This meditative time with me blesses you doubly. You experience my presence here and now, and you are refreshed by the hope of heaven, where you will know me in ecstatic joy. Father God, we thank you for today. Lord, we come before your throne humbly, and we ask you for a revival of our nation, that we can have peace and understanding of what's going on. Lord, we know it's time for truth. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, we ask you to forgive us individually of our sins and our country for some of its foolishness. God, give our leaders wisdom and discernment, God. And if they can't handle it, please, God, make them step aside and have people that have a vision and that know what to do, God. Please keep your hand of protection on our country. Keep your hand of protection on our families. Keep your hand of protection on these folks that are in Afghanistan, God. Please, God, help them. Help these families of the service members that passed away. Give them your strength, God. This is prophetic, I know. And we know that you know the beginning from the end. We know that we trust you in all things, Lord. And, Lord, we just need to rest in the fact that you know the way. So, please, God, your word tells us whatever we ask for in prayer with faith, believing we will receive, Lord, we ask and pray for your wisdom and discernment during these critical times, these tumultuous transitional times, God. For you know the beginning from the end, and God, please use it for your glory. Bring more people to you. Lead us, guide us, show us how we can help facilitate that as your dim warriors, God. We are working for you, God, and we ask for your wisdom, your discernment, your peace, your love, your empowerment, and guidance from your Holy Spirit, provision and protection for our country, for our troops, and for our leaders, and for our own individual families. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We receive it right now. We believe it. We rebuke any negative, any low vibrational energy. We rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name. And we know that the truth will be exposed. We ask that in Jesus' name because, God, we know the truth is that you are the way, the truth. We need truth, God, for we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there you go. And, you know, we have to remember who we are. And this is the Voice of Truth. This is the Voice of Truth Radio, Awaken to Empowerment Radio, because truth is empowering. And we're still waiting to hear what's going on with some of the truth from the COVID virus and where that came from. But before that, let's go into our Remember Who We Are as Americans. Because if we remember who we are, that's going to give us better guidance for where we need to go and what we need to do. First of all, America is a great country. It was founded on wonderful principles, and we are children of God. We are vibrational beings, okay? And we have to make our vibe match our vision. And our vibe is not, because we're talking about critical race theory, and I see where all men are created equal, endowed by a creator. I don't see anything about race in that, in our founding documents. We got to remember who we are. And we need to have our vibe match our vision. So in our actual founding documents, all men are created equal, endowed by a creator. There's nothing about critical race theory there, okay? It doesn't say anything about your melanin content or any of your genitalia. It says men. See, men was a universal term back in the day, mankind, that includes women. Because remember, it takes a man and a woman to create a baby. That is the wonderful beauty of sex and gender, X and Y chromosomes. And yes, we need X and Y and X chromosomes to come together to create a new human being. You do not get to pick your gender if you, okay? So this is some nice remembering who we are. But let us go to this wonderful book, The Shocking Secrets of American History, The 115 Surprising, Amusing Tales. And remember what Thomas Jefferson says. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Yes, this is from our book, Shocking Secrets of American History. So, Principles Over Pride, Hamilton's Fatal Flaw. The United States owes a great debt to Alexander Hamilton. As our first Secretary of the Treasury, his aggressive plans for putting the newly created United States on firm financial footing were brilliantly successful. If only he had been assertive, let's learn from our history here, with a dueling pistol, he might have lived to a ripe old age. Wait a minute. If only he had been as assertive with a dueling pistol, he might have lived to be a ripe old age. The headstrong Hamilton was chosen by President George Washington in 1789 to solve a host of financial problems facing a young nation. Some things just don't change. Sometimes he had to step on the toes of his political adversaries. Oh, yes. But he always did what he thought was right and was never deterred. That's why folks gave him at least an even chance when Vice President Aaron Burr challenged Hamilton to a duel. Burr was at the end of his term as Jefferson's vice president, and knowing he would not be
offered an encore, he decided to run for governor of New York. Burr had the most of the Federalists except Hamilton, who opposed the vice president vociferously. Soon criticism led to insults, and Burr issued his challenge for satisfaction. The two men and their seconds met on July 11, 1804, at Weehawken, New Jersey, across the Hudson River from New York City. Armed with pistols, they stepped off the required number of paces and turned to fire. Much to everyone's surprise, however, Hamilton stood holding his gun to his side. He contemptuously refused to fire while Burr took perfect. The vice president fired and Hamilton fell mortally wounded. Within hours, he was dead and the nation was mourning its first Secretary of the Treasury. Today, most folks scratch their heads with wonder at such blatant disregard for self-preservation. But those who knew the real reason for Hamilton's refusal to fire, he didn't shoot because of the memory of a dead son. Wow, I didn't know this. You see, just 2 years earlier, almost to the day, Philip Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton's eldest son, was killed in a duel at that very spot where his father now faced Burr. And from that day forward, the secretary vowed that he would never again fire a gun in anger. He had to show up when Burr challenged him. His honor was at stake. But he didn't have to shoot. With the image of his slain son haunting him, Alexander Hamilton chose principle over pride and lost his life. Wow. Wow. I'm sorry, friends. I didn't know that. I'm in a rare moment of speechlessness here. That's amazing. I didn't know that. Wow. Let's remember who we are, people. I'm surprised such a fighter as Hamilton didn't step up and shoot him. Wow, wow. But, wow, that's a pretty amazing story. Wow. Well, you know, we need our vibrational frequency to be true to our being. Is your vibrational frequency being against your person? You know, that's what they're trying to do here. All this chaos, I really believe, is detrimental to our peace and love as a society. And this is what we need to get back to. We need to remember who we are. We need to fight for what we believe in. Unfortunately, I think myself, I don't think I would have been as honorable as Mr. Hamilton was. I may not have shown up for the thing. I don't know. I don't, as I said, I don't like to kill anything. I let little bugs out of my house. Like a little bug catcher I bought for my kid when he was a kid so he could, like, look at spiders and stuff and not hurt them. But, yeah, I use it and I take, you know, the bugs out. I feel bad in the winter. I apologize to them. I'm like, sorry, it's cold outside, but I didn't kill you. So I don't know which is worse. But anyway, all that to say, we are in some crazy times right now. And I have some interesting information on the COVID. And let's talk about, I don't know, we want to talk about Afghanistan first. And let's talk a little bit about COVID. Okay, I've got all my fabulosius notes here, so that's what I did. And then I got to go back to the computer because I have some things I want to share with you over there. But okay, so I was listening to, deaths. Okay, they're talking about people dying from the COVID vaccine in spring of 2022 and 2023 because it's a pathogenic primer. And it gets all over your body, and it creates a cytokine storm. It's an asymptomatic carrier, too. If you get this vaccine, I guess you become an asymptomatic carrier, but then you become, you won't even know that you're sick, and you could give it. So I just found this to be very interesting. This is from Dr. Richard Freeman. I did this in the middle of the night. But death spring of 2022 and 2023 from the COVID vax, the mRNA death, that's what it says. So pathogenic primer, it gets all over your body and creates that cytokine storm. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be. I'm just sharing information that I heard. But they say if people get COVID, and I'm not a doctor, I'm just telling you things I've heard. I'm sharing information. 400 to 600 milligrams, mg's, of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc, okay? mRNA, this is from Professor Dolores Cahill. She says mRNA, I have the worst handwriting, it creates that cytokine storm, and it makes your body antibodies against your own organs, which is the spike protein, and it's just from the vax now, especially in the lungs. So I don't know. You know, so that's kind of crazy. This is just some information I'm sharing here. And this is Afghanistan. Okay, cancel culture. So here's some micronutrients to help you. And as I said, I'm not a doctor. Do a little bit of colloidal silver, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin. Make sure you're healthy, you're eating healthy. You get a lot of sleep. And, you know, be careful with this vax, man. I just think that people are crazy, you know. 10,000 breakthrough cases. That means 10,000 people that actually had, and this is from a while ago. So I'm reading off of notes. I guess these this COVID goes everywhere. 83% of fetal loss rate in pregnant women because of the spike protein. You know, I thought, whatever happened to do no harm? You know, I think these people should all be sued for medical malfeasance. Dr. Peter McCullough, heart inflammation, troponin echocardiograms, myocarditis, blood clots in women, spike protein is not local, but lipid nanoparticle, messenger RNA, viral DNA. You know, this thing to me, with all this stuff, all these notes, and I know it's very discombobulated, but you know what? Let's be smart about this, okay? Let's be smart about this. Here in Illinois, yeah, we get to be mask holes again. I'm sure that they're going to start making people take, you know, the plunge to go ahead and shop. I mean, that doesn't sound like a mark of the beast. I don't know what does. But, you know, get fit. Take your vitamins. Take your zinc. Those micronutrients are good. But, you know, oh, gosh, all this loss rate. Here's something, home treatment guide, Dr. Peter McCullough. MyFreedomDoctor.com, AAPSOnline.com. Here, MyFreedomDoctor.com, you can get calls. I'm just sharing some information with you here. Just trying to share information, you know. Here, I don't know what this is, AAPSOnline.org, Home Treatment Guide. So there's some things that you can do naturally, and I'm just sharing this stuff. Yeah, I'm reading about the Capitol riots. A lot of people from my area here have been arrested. Mm-hmm. They're still not letting these people out. Isn't that interesting? And we got our Biden-Bernie blueprint for bankrupting America. When are we going to get rid of these people? Okay. Got to remember who we are, COVID, Afghan update. Okay, so we went over our COVID, gave you some information on that. Afghan update. Okay, so the Biden administration is going to be trusting the Taliban to help get our people out. I want you to understand something. Okay, first of all, we're going to go back one more time here again. Is why did we leave our equipment, which I've got some of a list of what we had, why did we leave our equipment there? What was the benefit? Oh, the benefit was to the enemy. Okay, so now the Biden administration, oh, yes, well, the Taliban is going to help us. Mr. Biden, you senile, demented old man, you political hack, you fool. There's something called Sharia law. These people hate us. We are the great Satan to them. Newsflash, dumb F. Okay? You're stupid, and I'm sorry. I do not mean to be disrespectful to our president. But, dude, there's something in Sharia law called taqiyya. They're going to lie to you, okay? They see your weakness, sir. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a screeching owl here. But this is ridiculous. You're going to trust the Taliban? Kidding me? Come on, man. No, this man can't be serious. There's something called taqiyya, and if you're not Muslim, Muslims could lie to you, and it's an okay, it's an honorable thing to do. That is part of their Sharia law. That is part of their fundamental beliefs. Now, it doesn't mean your Muslim neighbor believes in all that. This is for very radicals, and this is we also need to create conversations where you don't hate people just because they support Islam, okay? You know, there's some really cool things, and you know, but it's the Sharia part of the Islamic world. There's some really good Muslims, honorable Muslims. This doesn't mean all Muslims believe in Sharia, okay? So let's be clear. I'm not Muslim hating here because we are all created for excellence, okay? So let's be real. Anyway, yes. So he said he's going to count on them. Well, there's a group now that knows better because they get it, and they're called Project Dynamo. Go to projectdynamo.org, and they are actually sending people into Afghanistan to help save that. So they're veteran volunteers. They're helping to evacuate Afghans from Kabul. So, you know, maybe support them, help them. You know, that's a solution that we have to have. Our own personal solutions are talk to people about what's going on. Start getting out. Start finding candidates that have strong leadership. You know, leaders have to be a little badass. I get peace and love. I mean, I get it, but you got to know who your enemy is. And this man is just so foolish. And you know what? I'm not surprised, but they're kind of like poo-pooing this whole China investigation. Well, think about it. What's in Hunter Biden's laptop? How much China business are the Bidens doing? You know, the big guy? You know, friends, let's pay attention to what's going on, or this whole thing is going to just, it's going to implode on itself, okay? We can't keep spending money we don't have. Nancy Pelosi is out talking about, you know, women voting. Hey, what about the women in Afghanistan that had the opportunity to go to school, and now because of failed leadership from your team, because you know what, this is not the American team. This is not the American way, okay? So let's be real. Call this what it is. It's called stupidity. It's called foolishness on the behalf of the Biden administration, okay? We really, really need to pray for our country. We need to take action. We need to awaken America. We need to be part of the solution. We need to remember who we are. And we need to get out there and reach other people and get people to see what the problems really are. 10 years ago, under the Obama administration, we lost people. We've not lost this many people in 10 years. Last year, one person passed away, I think they said it was like one person a year under Trump. So, I mean, this would not be happening under a Donald J. Trump presidency, okay? This would not be happening under a Donald J. Trump presidency. because how you deal with people that are bullies is you bully them back, okay? Now, I'm hearing a lot about the 25th Amendment for President Biden. You do realize that means there's a Kamala Harris presidency. And she's been an epic fail in everything she does. All she does is her... I know it's annoying, I'm sorry. But there's her cackle. The cackling Kamala, unfit to lead. She's not a leader, and we need to do something quickly with these people. We need the grown-ups to stand up. We need to get eagles. We need to get strong leadership, okay, that actually get what's going on, that's going to kick ass and take names, okay? Stop with the politics. Nancy Pelosi is doing fundraisers while they're bombing Afghanistan. Oh, they did cancel the Gavin Newsom thing. The optics of that would have looked bad. Oh, friends, we are in some deep weeds. Go support Larry Elder, too. Larry Elder's a good dude. He's a very good dude. He loves America, and he really wants to make a change in California. And we really need to think about our self-talk, too, personally. We need to go ahead and we could be, do, have. Remember, we could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We need inner peace. We need to transform negative self-talk. And if people are talking negative to you, say, yo, 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 slow your roll, man. Don't let people talk to you. Put people on a short list, okay? Create vision. Let's talk now about our own empowerment, because the only way we can change anything is to be the change. So I think I did go over all of the, we prayed, we talked about our history. I didn't know that Hamilton did not take a shot. That was kind of cool. We had a COVID update. Take vitamins, be healthy, get good doctors, gave you some links to some good doctors, Afghan update, I think I also had a list here, hang on, of all the equipment that was left behind. Yes, this is according to Sebastian Gorka. We've spent $60 million per day in Afghanistan, I guess in September of 2001. This is what I got. Sub Gorka. America has spent $60 million per day. $60 million per day. I'm just wondering, that's insane. Over the past 20 years, I mean, I just can't even imagine. Couldn't we give like every family $1 million and then be out of, you know, think about that one. That's right, it's not real money, made-up money. In Afghanistan, yeah, it says here, America has spent $60 million per day, according to Sebastian Gorka, in Afghanistan since 9/11/01. So I tell you what, take 365, multiply that by 6 by 20. I don't have that with me. So I don't have that in my bandwidth right now. We left, as of what I researched, 208 Black Hawk copters. I guess a lot, I mean, guns, I mean, all of this military hardware. It's not even the money. It's what's going to happen in the hands of these people as we're trying to, you know, get people out. Was Joe Biden thinking? Was his team even thinking? This is stunning, friends. This is stunning. Okay? So let's do this. Let's start winding down here. We'll start focusing on good stuff. Remember, get to read some great books. There's some great books here like Homer, Virgil, Sophocles, Plutarch. Great ideas. So I guess there's something here called the Fireside University Home Circle Study. Start studying what the ancients did, okay? Something interesting, something different. Give you a little bit of a paradigm shift. But we need to fund our students, not the systems. Go to your local school boards and start remembering a lot of this starts at the school level. These teachers need to teach, not indoctrinate, okay? So get engaged on that level. My old boss, Jack, used to say it's harder to win a school board race than it is to run a congressional race because people just don't get out and vote. So go pay attention to what's going on in the school board. Kabul airport threats are real and very dynamic right now. And just something is coming over the wires. I just wanted to share that. Okay, that doesn't take a rocket scientist. But, yes, so fund the students, not the systems. You know, step up for maybe school choice. School choice would be, you know, a great thing because you can decide where the money goes with the child. It doesn't just go to the indoctrination bastions, you know. So fund schools, not systems. Don't fund the school system. Fund the students. Let the money go to the students. Isn't that what it's about? Isn't it about the children? Isn't that what they say all the time? So these are some solutions. We're on solutions right now on a broad-based perspective, paradigm. That's a lot today. Went over a shit ton of stuff. Sorry about the taco word. I'll do better. Remember, you go to aapsonline.org for a home treatment guide for the COVID, Dr. McCullough, myfreedomdoctor.com, another Peter McCullough, and it has some very interesting information. Google my messenger RNA and the spike proteins and interesting things. They're not really reporting either on the there's a website that reports, and they're not really doing this reporting. They're not putting all the truth out there. So, you know, here's stuff that's not going to hurt you. Colloidal silver, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin. Go to Richard Bartlett, Google Richard Bartlett, and be careful for, you know, there's a lymphatic spread, I guess, with this vaccine. Google this vaccine. Get your information. Remember, once you take it, you can't go back. That's the thing. Cannot go back. So, let's see. Cancel culture. Yeah. Woke is a joke. Remember that. And Truth Alliance. Oh, yeah. Go to Awaken America. I've got a really interesting video on Awaken America I just posted. Derek Gilbert, Facebook and the Antichrist. Pretty interesting. So that's that. And here's some information. Truth and trust. You got to build truth and trust, people. We cannot dismantle liberty and freedom. We have to listen to God's word. We have to read God's word. We have to study God's word. We have to memorize God's word. Meditate on God's word. And follow him more closely. So, yeah. Something interesting to do, but let's remember who we are, okay? Remember, we are children of God. We are vibrational beings, and we have to remember, is our vibe, our thoughts, our attitudes, our emotions, are they congruent with who we believe that us to be? So we have to really display who we really are, and we have to be part of that high vibe tribe, okay? And we have to stop the hate. Okay, all men and women are created equal. We are endowed by a creator. Okay? Here, let's talk a little bit. I've got a little something here on Black liberation theology I'd like to share with you because it's a divisive tactic. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Asian, Indian, whatever. Who cares? If you're a good person and you love your fellow man, you're my brother, my sister, okay, whatever. But Black liberation theology, and it was originally intended to help the Black community, okay? But in actuality, you know, it was intention was good, okay? But it actually hurt many Blacks by promoting racial tension, victimology, and Marxism, which ultimately leads to more oppression. As the failed
quote-unquote Johnson's war on poverty has exposed, the best way to keep blacks perpetually enslaved to government as quote-unquote daddy is to preach victimology, Marxism, and to seduce blacks into thinking that upward mobility is someone else's responsibility in a free society. Okay? So let's remember that. Let us remember the black liberation theology is really not benefiting people. Okay? And it's hurting us more than anything. And we do need to get back to our foundational roots, being Americans, America first, peace, love, and empowerment, truth. Got to remember good vibes. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We need to have faith over fear. We need to fight our battles on our knees, and we will win. We need to remember we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to remember who we are. Okay? We got to remember thoughts are things. Okay? That, those thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Okay? So how about us just being wise and smart? I know I put a lot down there today. Not so perfect. Still pretty stunned by the Hamilton thing. Thank you for joining me on this great edition of Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. It is really time. It is time for us to pray. It is time for us to unite. It is time for us to love one another. And you know what? It's time to embrace our differences and make them part of the beauty instead of fighting someone. Okay, that's what you think. Cool. Cool. Just don't go leaving military equipment, tyrannical hotspot, okay? Oh, man. Well, we'll be back with another great show. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio, brought to you by Awaken America. And, here, freedom-loving soul, let's do something here. Looking forward to joining you again next time. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interesting things transpiring. You know, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see, and stay healthy, stay calm, breathe, go out and love someone today, go out and help someone today, and don't, remember, woke is a joke. Don't embrace the negative. Be the positive. Be that change, okay? Be that change, and spread the truth. Truth is very high vibe. All right, friends, thank you for joining me. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And like they say in Boston, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Thank you for joining me today, and we'll have a lot more info for you. Go check out some of those websites, though, okay? Go check out those websites. Go help those vets that are actually stepping out. Go check out some of those doctor websites. Play the replay. Share Awaken to Empowerment with friends that you know. Hopefully served you today. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Most of all, peace of mind. Be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann Pree. Here's Boston. Peace of mind. Ciao, ciao for now, friends. Catch you next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio by Awaken America. Truth. Time for truth.